You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, Lord have mercy. Getting the feeling from the floor to the ceiling, making the walls shake like an earthquake. From the bottom to the top, when the needle drops, you just can't stop. The rhythm and blues is gonna make you put on your dancing shoes. I'm Matt the Cat, your furry leader, loading up the old Rockola jukebox full of that beautiful blue King record label. Yes, cats and kittens, it's time for part 5 of our multi-part series on that great defining record label out of Cincinnati, King Records. This week in part 5, it's 1951. And you might be thinking to yourself, Matt the Cat, what can I expect from this week's Juke in the Back? Well, baby, let me tell you, it's gonna be more jump blues, more groovy instrumentals, more down-home blues, and some vocal group sounds enter the mix. At the end of 1950, King launched a subsidiary rhythm and blues label called Federal Records. By 1951, Federal was already having hits with Billy Ward and the Dominoes, but I won't be delving into Federal Records on these King record shows. We'll cover Federal a little bit later. Let's stick with King. And right now, King was having hit after hit with the Blues Shouters, like Why Don't You Mr. Blues Harris, Bull Moose Jackson, and this cat, Tiny Bradshaw, who was born in 1907 in Youngstown, Ohio, and he had been fronting his own band since 1934. He came to King in 1950 and was immediately on the charts with Well Oh Well. We kick off this week's King Records show with him at the very end of 1950. This tune was co-written by Tiny Bradshaw and Henry Glover, who was a great songwriter, arranger, A&R man, talent scout, producer, and very important to King Records around this time. Tiny hit number 5 at the very end of 1950 with the jumping, the jivin', I'm gonna have myself a ball, right here on the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Well, for years and years, they say that money has been the root of all evil to a lot of men. But if you ask me to have my pick, I'll take the money, you can have the chick. I'm gonna have myself a ball, gonna have myself a ball, gonna have myself a ball. I sure don't know when you got to go. Every day a holiday. When you kick the bucket, it's just too bad. Life's too short, don't make it sad. Let's have ourselves a ball. Let's have ourselves a ball. Let's have ourselves a ball. I sure don't know when you got to go. You can always do, you can have yourself a ball. Yes, you can have yourself a ball. You can have yourself a ball. But you sure don't know when you got to go. Let's have a ball. Have a ball. Let's have a ball. But you sure don't know when you got to go. Let's have a ball. Let's have a ball. Let's have a ball. But you sure don't know when you got to go. Now money is short, time is long. If you had a ball, you can't go wrong. Had plenty of money when I started out, but the chicks beat me down, now I'm down and out. So I'm gonna have a ball, I'm gonna have myself a ball, I'm gonna have a ball. But I sure don't know when I got to go. I'll have a ball, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna give you some good advice. Take this jive and take it twice. Take a little bit of that harder pay, but put some away for a rainy day. And have yourself a ball. And have yourself a ball. Go on and have yourself a ball. Cause you sure don't know when you got to go. If you have a ball, let's have a ball. Let's have a ball. Cause you sure don't know when you got to go.
Tune Sleep by Earl Bostick, recorded January 23rd, 1951, in New York City. I love how the vibes play the melody of the tune Sleep, and those vibes are being played by Gene Red. So the vibes are carrying the melody on that song, while Earl Bostick just solos all over that thing. And what a band he had! Renee Hall is playing guitar in that band. Jimmy Cobb is on drums. Mercy! By September, Sleep would be number 6 on the rhythm and blues charts. Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians had the first hit with Sleep way back in 1924. Les Paul would also record it. And of course, Little Willie John would have a big hit with it in 1960, also on the King label. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring King Records Part 5, 1951, on this week's Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. Up next is one of King's biggest hits of 1951. Band leader Lucky Millinder is back with I'm Waiting Just For You, which hit number 2 in June of 51 and remarkably crossed over to number 19, Pop. Everyone was buying this record. It features Ernestine Allen and John Carroll on vocals. Of course, Ernestine Allen had been with King Records for a couple of years, and she wouldn't have her own hit on the label until 53. Here's Lucky Millinder and his orchestra with the charming I'm Waiting Just For You.
To leave me all by myself, dear, and I've been crying the whole night through. But I've been telling everybody I'm waiting just for you. Your friends are trying so hard to tempt me. There's no use trying, 'cause I'll be true. And darling, you don't have to worry, nobody else will do. Nothing new, for I'll be telling everybody I'm waiting just for you. Maybe a long time before I see you, so we can do what we used to do. But I'll be telling everybody I'm waiting just for you. Waiting just for you.
Well, my baby called me in, drew a line on the floor, said the things you used to do, you ain't gonna do them no more. So I'm walking the chalk line, trying with all my might. I'm walking the chalk line, trying with all my might, 'cause I love my baby darling, trying to do things right. She says to walk, walk, walk that chalk line, walk, walk, walk that chalk line, walk, walk, walk that chalk line, walk, walk, walk that chalk line. Got to treat my baby right. It's a straight and narrow path, and I got a long way. It's a straight and narrow path, and I got a long way to go. Got to please my baby darling, 'cause I love her so. Well, say she laid down the law, said I had to do right. Got to walk the chalk line day and night, and I'm walking the chalk line, walking both day and night. And I'm walking the chalk line, trying to treat my baby right. Well, I used to go out about every night, but now I stay at home 'cause it just ain't right. And I'm walking the chalk line, walking.
Tiny Bradshaw returning again with a song that was recorded in February of 1950, but not released until February of 1951. Walkin' the Chalk Line was a slow burner and didn't make number 10 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts until September of 51. Tiny Bradshaw was 44 years old when that song hit, and within 7 years, he would be gone. Now let's change pace a little bit. The Swallows were one of the first vocal groups signed to King Records. They formed in Baltimore towards the end of the 1940s and were one of those groups that featured two fantastic lead singers, Eddie Rich and Junior Denby. Their first record for King was an immediate success and is now considered a vocal group classic. Not only because it's a beautiful song with a fantabulous lead by Eddie Rich, but also because it was one of the first vocal group records to chart so high. King released it in May, and by summer, it was number 9 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists. Here are the Swallows with the immortal Will You Be Mine?
Will you be mine as you were once before? I've always been the same, so my darling, who's to blame? Am I a what's this thing all about? Did I do wrong? Or are you in doubt? I do nothing but wonder, hoping you'll come back. I can't stand it much longer. Darling, this is no act. I'll pray till then, but you could say sometime. I'll ask again, can and will you be mine?
I do nothing but wonder,
wonder,
hoping that you'll come back. I can't stand it much longer. Darling, this is no act.
I'll pray till then, but you could say sometime. I'll ask again, can and will you be mine?
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
One more thing. This is Bobby the Bobcat, making you want to jump, drive, and wheel.
Now just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should join a circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map, I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
The great Mr. Blues, Wynonie Harris with Bloodshot Eyes, a song written by and originally recorded in 1950 by Hank Penny. Andy had the first hit with that song on King Records on the country charts. As mentioned in last week's show, if the publishing was owned by King, King's owner Sid Nathan would often try another artist recording a hit song in a different genre with a different style. Last week, it worked with Why Don't You Haul Off and Love Me, Bull Moose Jackson. This week, Hank Penny's country hit turns into Wynonie Harris's big number 6 record from August of 1951. Unfortunately, though, it would be Wynonie Harris's second-to-last career-charting record. But what a doozy. Up next, we got Bull Moose Jackson, but he's no longer known as Bull Moose because, as Sid Nathan explained on our first King Records program, he sang too pretty to be called Bull Moose. Let's have a recap.
Moose Jackson. And please don't refer to him as Bull Moose. He looks like a bull, but he sings too pretty to have the name Bull on the end of his name.
Yeah, so now he's known as Moose Jackson. And this was the first time that the name Moose Jackson, omitting the bull, appeared on record. His first release as a moose instead of a bull moose was I'm Lucky I Have You, recorded on May 4th, 1951. Here's Moose Jackson as we feature part 5 of our multi-part series on the great King record label out of Cincinnati. Moose Jackson, I'm lucky I have you.
Friends may leave me, what if they all do? I won't cry, why should I? I'm lucky I have you. Fate may cheat me, time mistreat me, all my plans fall through. I won't cry, why should I? I'm lucky I have you. If blue skies above should turn to gray, the light of your love would brighten the day. Stars may tumble, dreams may crumble, darling, if they do, I won't cry, why should I? I'm lucky I have you. I'm lucky I have
Well, Ellington did it first, but find a more beautiful version of Flamingo than that by Mr. Earl Bostic. Recorded in January of 1951, it was issued on King in November and hit number one on December 29th for four solid weeks, making Flamingo the final number one record of 1951 and the first number one of 52. It would also be Earl Bostic's biggest hit and final charting record. Bostic was so talented, it's a shame he only had a handful of hits. Instead of Earl, he should have been King. But at least he was on King Records. Well, hello there, Mr. Blues. Wynonna Harris spins around again for his final career charting record. And this might actually be my personal favorite Wynonna Harris song. Might be, I say. It's hard to just pick one. But I just love that jump feel and the blues phrasing of Lovin' Machine. Now, Lovin' Machine is an example where the rhythm and blues hit was first. King owned the publishing and had country singer Elliot Lawrence record a country version of Lovin' Machine. Incidentally, Elliot Lawrence also recorded a country version of 60 Minute Man. Wynonna Harris recorded it with the Todd Rhodes Orchestra on July 2, 1951. It hit the chart in January 1952, making number five. It would be his last charting record for the great Mr. Blues, who had been charting records since 1944. He would stay on King for the next couple of years and then briefly move to Atlantic. He also recorded for Roulette in the early 60s, Chess in the mid 60s, without success. We lost the great Mr. Blues on June 14th, 1969, of esophageal cancer at the age of 53. Born in Omaha, he died in Los Angeles. One of the all-time greats, with one of his all-time greatest recordings. Here's Wynonna Harris, backed up by Todd Rhodes, and Lovin' Machine. Drop a nickel in.
Show you what I mean. Well, I just got wise and built me a loving machine. Well, you put a nickel in a slot, you hear some buzzing, kisses while they're hot, 5 cents a dozen, up to my house. I've got something you've never seen. Well, I got hip to the tip and built me a loving machine. Well, you pull your lever on the right, two arms jump out, wrap all around you and make you scream and shout. Up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I've just built me a brand new loving machine. Drop a nickel in. Up to my house, I've got something you've never seen. I got wise to myself and built me a loving machine. Well, it will love you all day. If you feel run down, you don't have to worry. Run all over town. When my machine finishes, that ain't all. Out comes a bottle of Hattie-Call. Up to my house, try my loving machine. Well, after 24 hours, you'll know just what I mean.
Oh, mercy! Miss Rosie won't let me have one of them loving machines. It's because of the Hattie-Call. Definitely. Definitely because of the Hattie-Call. recorded in July of 51, hitting the chart in January of 52. Matt the Cat, Where It's At, doing the do just for you, baby. It's instrumental time. Sonny Thompson, who scored two ginormous hits in 1948 for the Miracle label, finally scores a hit on King. He'd been with King since 1950, and by March of 52, this song was surging to number 8, co-written by Thompson and Henry Glover. It's Mellow Blues, Part 1 and 2, Sonny Thompson and his orchestra, right here on the Juke in the Back.
Bye.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. We're featuring King Records this week, and this is a real special one from a blues legend, Brownie McGee, who had been recording on and off with harp player Sonny Terry since the early 1940s for OK, Savoy, Prestige, Folkways, and in mid-1951, we find him on King, but not as Brownie McGee. Oh no, for King Records, he's Big Tom Collins, and he's playing a jumping tune called Real Good Feeling. It's this week's Great 78. Big Tom Collins with Real Good Feeling.
Hey, real good feeling, something that you can't hide. You can feel it when you walk and feel it when you ride. I got that real good feeling, makes me feel so fine. Well, that real good feeling will make you change your mind. I got a message and it come to me by phone. My baby has decided that she is coming home. I got that real good feeling, makes me feel so good. Well, a real good feeling make me do things I never would. Train. How can I miss the woman that I love with such a fine brown frame? I got that real good feeling, make me feel so good. Well, that real good feeling makes me do things I never would. Told me she loved me, I knew it was true. I don't want your money, she said, all I want is you. I got that real good feeling, make me feel so good. Well, that real good feeling will make you change your mind. Yes, me and my baby went up on a high old hill. Well, she throwed her arms all around me. That's where I got my thrill. I got that real good feeling, made me feel so good. Well, that real good feeling makes me do things I never would.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Whoa, bye. She was pretty from New York City, and she trucked on down the old fair lane with a heave and ho, and I just couldn't let her go. So get along, sweet little woman, get along, better be on your way, get along, sweet little woman, get along, better be on your way with a heave and a ho, and I just couldn't let her go. Yes, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Well, the train kept rolling
all night long.
The train kept rolling
all night long.
Oh, the train Flying Jack, I couldn't let her go. Get along, sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way, get along. Sweet little woman, get along. Better be on your way with a heave and a hope. And I sure couldn't let her go. Yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Oh, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Woo! Train kept rolling
all night long.
Yeah, yeah, the train kept rolling
all night long.
Train kept rolling
all night long.
And I still wouldn't let her go.
One of the most important songs in rock and roll history, and it didn't even chart. Tiny Bradshaw with the original Train Kept a Rollin'. It was recorded in Cincinnati on July 25th, 1951, and was the final King Records release of 1951. The Johnny Burnett Rock and Roll Trio would make it a rockabilly classic in 1956 by adding that great distorted electric guitar and a whole lot of energy. The Yardbirds immortalized it in 1965, and Aerosmith gave it new rock life in 1974. Since 1951, that train kept a-rollin'. And thankfully, it hasn't stopped yet, even with that stop in Albuquerque. This is part 5 of our multi-part series on the great King record label. Up next is the return of a blues cat who had been making down-home blues records since 1925. His biggest success for King came in 49, but in early 1952, he was still putting out great records for the label. This one is fascinating because it's in a totally different style. Lonnie Johnson returns, but this time with Red Prysock on saxophone, James Robinson's on piano, Clarence Mack on bass, with Calvin Shields on the tubs. The session was held in Cincinnati on October 26, 1951. Here's Lonnie Johnson with Darlin'. Beautiful song, just like many of Lonnie Johnson's records for King Records. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed part 5 of this multi-part feature on King. We shall return next time with part 6, picking it up at 1952. And what's in store for part six? Well, another great vocal group joins the King roster. Todd Rhodes hires Laverne Baker. Bill Doggett starts making solo records for King. And the Jump Blues are still in full swing with Wynonie Harris, Tiny Bradshaw, and Lucky Millinder. I hope you'll be able to join us. Remember, until then, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Let's go out with another one from one of the most underrated vocal groups of the 1950s, The Swallows. We heard them earlier in the program with their first record, Will You Be Mine? Now we have their fifth release for King Records from the summer of 1952. This one also charted to a whopping number 8. It's a beautiful tune sung by Junior Denby. Here are The Swallows with Beside You. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side next time on The Juke in the Back. Bye-bye.
Whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.